You're listening to another Vantage Point program today with George and Rita Gully.
It's fairly obvious that something's wrong in society today. Even governments around the world are mystified as to how we got into the mess we're in.
True, there is widespread restlessness today, and it doesn't matter whether you're rich or poor, young or old, it's the general experience of millions. So, what's missing, and why do people feel this way?
It seems that a general lack of fulfillment has categorised the world in general. So often we feel that a new job, winning the lottery, or even travelling might be the answer to what's troubling us. But in the final analysis, the question remains, is that all there is?
I remember once when I was playing with a kitten. I had a stick in my hand and the kitten was trying to catch it. Then I noticed that the sun was casting a very strong shadow of the stick. So I raised it higher and brought the shadow closer to the kitten. Soon the funny little cat was fooled into trying to catch the shadow, thinking it was the stick. And that's what a lot of us are doing in life. We're simply chasing shadows of the real thing.
That's right. There are many shadows or illusions in life that pass for the real thing. And one of these is money. We are so sure that if we only had more money, we'd be happier. But over the years, we've seen the awful misery riches have brought to people. Their lives have been ruined by gambling or marriage breakups or children turning to drugs. And some have even been jailed for sharp but illegal practices in the acquisition of more wealth. It seems there is never enough. The need is for more.
There's another illusion that has blinded men and women today. That illusion is the promotion of sex. This is something precious that is God-given, but today it has become big business. Our TV screens are full of it, and young people's minds are being conditioned to believe this is what life's all about. Even social workers and high school principals concede promiscuous behaviour is a growing problem with younger and younger children.
Here's another surprising illusion: religion. Strange as it may sound, Karl Marx was right when he said, religion is the opiate of the people. You see, it can be like a drug. Religion can dull the senses. You can actually be religious without a personal commitment to God. We all know that down through the centuries, down through the ages, religion has produced hypocrites, intolerance, fear and injustice. It even spawned wars.
So what of true Christianity? Faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ is not a religion, but a lifestyle based on what Jesus did on the cross to save mankind from the penalty of their sins. Christianity is based on God's love for us as individuals. Perhaps you're thinking right now, well, what are the differences between religion and Christianity, or the gospel as it's known?
Well, let's start with these comparisons.
Religion is man-made.
The gospel is God-given.
Religion is our search for God.
The gospel is God's search for us.
Religion leaves us as we are, unchanged.
The gospel makes us what we ought to be.
Religion reforms outwardly.
The gospel transforms us inwardly.
Religion whitewashes our faults.
The gospel washes our inner being.
Religion makes us think we are good enough.
The gospel is God's good news to sinners.
Religion may be good advice.
But the gospel is a great announcement that Jesus died for us and wants to give us eternal life.
And that really is good news.
It certainly is. Better still, the Lord has given each one of us the freedom to make a choice. We can either follow him or reject him. And don't put off making that decision. Because if you do, it means you are deciding not to follow him.
Why not make the decision to believe and receive Jesus Christ, the Son of God, as your Lord and Saviour today?
We hope you enjoyed the program today. If you'd like to contact us, simply write to George Gully, Box 101, Moorbank, New South Wales 2170. I'll give you that address again. George Gully, Box 101, Moorbank, New South Wales 2170. And thank you for listening.